released by God to share his innermost revelations. Prophet Tyler Drury gives you insight to identify with that, what some say is off the cross. Buckle up, cuz here's Tyler.
Hello, ladies, gentlemen, babies of all ages, children of all ages. There is a crinkle in my Bible. Unbelievable. But anyway, as I continue with the with the intro, ladies, gentlemen, babies of all ages, children of all ages, ladies of all ages, and gentlemen of all ages, just to go in reverse. I'm your host, Tyler Drury. I'm the host of the We Identify podcast. Glad to have you guys back for another week. This is week number 11. Count it. One next to the one. Not one plus one, because that would equal two, but rather one and another one, which is 11. Episode number 11. It's 11 episodes that we've been speaking together about the things of God. It's 11 episodes where we've been hearing about the deep things of God. It's 11 episodes where we've shared time, even if but for the 11 or 8 minutes that the podcast has been, but have shared our time learning more about God and coming to know more about God and coming to grow closer to God, enveloping ourselves more with the things of God. So I'm grateful for every listener. Thank you for tuning in. Just going to give a little bit of backdrop before we continue. My dad, I've come to look at the miracles that are happening in line with my dad's healing. The fact that he's still alive is a miracle. The fact that he still has his vital signs are perfect, the nurses say. That's a miracle. My dad is experiencing the miraculous already, and now we're just waiting for the manifestation of that healing from liver cancer. Though healing has happened in many other areas, many other avenues, we're waiting on that healing from cancer because God is still able. And not only is God able, but he's called us to stretch out our hand and perform the miracles in his name, right? He says, by stretching out your, the apostles, I believe it was Peter, said it in the book of Acts, by stretching out your hands to heal in Jesus' mighty name. That's how the miracles get done. So that's what I'm going to keep doing until I see the manifestation of God's word. He says in the book of Isaiah, concerning the works of my hands, command ye me. There's a situation that is in need of God. So concerning the works of the hands of God, command ye me, the word says. But my dad, he's in good spirits. You know, his communication isn't where it used to be at this time. So there's a lot of restoration that has to happen. And there's a lot that I'm believing God for. And, you know, you can't be preaching the word, can't be speaking the word, can't say that you believe in the word unless there's a situation that arises that, not to say that makes you believe in God's word, but that tests what you're believing. That shows, oh yeah, you believe in healing? Heal this person, he's sick. Oh yeah, you believe that I'm able? This person right here is in need of my ability. So I've been thanking God in different ways concerning what's going on in my life. Even when it comes to resting in him, because of the situation, I haven't been able to work because my dad needs 24/7 round the clock attention. So even concerning work, I haven't been working. So I've been really resting in the promises of God. God's been taking care of this house supernaturally for years, and I don't believe that he's about to stop now. So that's where we are with that. Let's get into the podcast a little bit. If I had to give a title to this podcast, I usually there's a title that's given on the podcast website on the weidentify.us. And again, I forgot to say it. Excuse me, Frank and Christina. This is part of a bigger podcast network that is the Who's Your Daddy podcast network, part of the historywithgod.org website. There, got it out. Now let's continue. If I would have to speak about a title today, it would be called The Voice of God. I had a conversation with some blokes of mine, some chaps, some godly men. we had a conversation about the voice of God, and I was asked if I hear the voice of God audibly, and I said yes. Now, here's why I said yes, because, and this is awesome. This leads right into the topic. Oh, I love it. So good. I'm going to turn to it real quick, and then we're going to read. I have it written down, but I write in cursive, and it's hard for me to read effectively sometimes when I am recording. So we're going to read John chapter 10, just a few verses. We're going to start at verse 1. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Yet they will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. Fast forwarding to verse number 27 of chapter 10. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Now, I've been asked, do I hear the audible voice of God? And my answer was yes. And that just should not be my answer alone. That should be the answer of every blood-washed, Holy Ghost-filled believer. Because God doesn't just talk to prophets. He talks to apostles. He talks to evangelists. He talks to pastors. He talks to teachers. He talks to people who aren't operating in the ministry yet. He talks to his own, his beloved, his sheep. He speaks to each and every one of us. You may be a congregant in a church, not operating in ministry. God speaks to you. You may be an usher. God speaks to you. You may be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord. God speaks to you. You may be a greeter. God speaks to you. You may be one who makes the meals in church. God speaks to you. And we know that God speaks to you by the fact that if you are his sheep, you know his voice. Now, the problem comes in where people get skeptical about the audible voice of God. And let me be very clear. Let me be quite clear. Reading the word and getting revelation from the word of God is hearing the audible voice of God. Why? Because that's God revealing the deep hidden things of the word to you. And how would you know unless you were to hear it? Why? Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. So, I'm about to preach this thing. So, if you want to hear the voice of God more in your life, if you want to be more acquainted with the voice of God, how do you do that? I'm going to explain it in the most natural sense that I can, because I'm a father, and I'm starting to see this work in the life of me and the relationship between me and my son. So how does a baby come to listen to his parents? By hearing his parents' voice, by spending more time with his parents, by being around his parents, by his parents saying, no, don't do this. They discern. The baby starts to discern. When the parents are laughing and smiling, that gives the baby the okay that what he's doing is all right. So by spending time with your parents, babies of all ages, because I did mention you guys, you learn how to identify the voice of your parents. Much so like us when it comes to our spiritual father, our heavenly father. By spending more time with our heavenly father, we're able to discern his voice more clearly. We're able to hear what he's saying more clearly. We're able to hear what it is that God is speaking to us. And how's one way that you can do that? How's a big way to spend time with God other than prayer? Is in the word. I've learned this in my time as a Christian and in my time of learning the word of God and studying the word of God, terioing the word of God, which is the Greek word for the word keep. It's the more you know the word of God, there it is, Lord, thank you. The more you know the word of God, the more you're able to identify his voice, because God's voice and his word are not separate. The Bible says in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and words must needs be spoken. So the spoken word Jesus is not just the living word. He's the spoken word made manifest. He's the manifestation of the written word of God. But he says, behold, I come in the volume of the book. Thank you, Father. So, you want to learn more about how to hear the voice of God, get in the presence of God, get in prayer, and most importantly, get your life revolved around the word of God. Learn the word of God like it's the back of your hand, so that in situations, you'll be able to speak a word in season and or out of season. Why is this? Because God doesn't speak, as I said, separate from his word. So when you're studying the word of God, when you're, thy word have I hid in my heart so that I would not sin against thee. When you're hiding the word of God in your heart, when you're living the word of God, it's going to be easier to discern the voice of God through his word, because he will not speak anything against his word. So that's one way to come to know the audible voice of God. Well, what do I mean by audible? It doesn't mean that everyone's going to hear him as plain as day like they hear a person. But you will be able to identify when it is God that is speaking to you, whether he's whispering something into your spirit and it bears witness with the word, whether there's something that comes on television and it bears witness with something that's in the word and it was just what you needed to hear, whether it's spending time in the word and God revealing that to you by opening the eyes of your understanding, that's God speaking to you. It's not all about, everyone gets so hung up about hearing they say, oh, do you hear the audible voice of God? And if you are hearing his voice through the word, through revelation, you're hearing his voice. If you're reading his word, you're learning how to what? Identify his voice more. If he's, and God is not a negligent parent to the point where he does not speak to his children. If you're following your life based off the word, you're hearing from God. Every single person has a different functionality in the body of Christ. We can go into 1 Corinthians about this. There's many different gifts, but there's one spirit. And that same spirit that is in each and every one of us, which bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ, he speaks to us. He's not an it. Excuse me, Father, for almost calling him an it. The Holy Spirit speaks to each and every one of us because it's the Holy Spirit's job to guide us into all truth. Who is truth? Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. So God is always speaking, but the thing is, are we identifying the voice? Look at that. Are we identifying the voice of God properly in our lives? And how can we identify the voice of God properly? By spending time with him. The more time you spend with him, the more you will hear from him. Why? Because you're spending time, you're with him, you're in his presence. The more you envelop yourself in the things of God, the more you saturate yourself in the things of God, the more that you will hear from God. You may hear from him in a dream. You may hear from him in a vision. You may hear from him in a confirmation of something that you've prayed for long ago or recently that you've prayed for. You may hear from him in the manifestation of something that you've prayed for. The point is that God knows how to get the attention of his children. God speaks to each and every one of his children. And that, ladies and gentlemen, has been the We Identify podcast for this week. Don't get caught up in how you hear God. Be grateful that you hear God. Let's be grateful that we hear from the creator of all of creation. Let's be grateful that we hear from the head honcho himself, okay? Let's be grateful that we have relationship with God to the point that, yes, we do hear him. We may not hear him as other people hear him. For instance, I don't hear him like my uncle hears him. My uncle's a prophet of the Lord. I don't hear him like Frank hears him. Frank Sasso hears him. Frank Sasso's a prophet of the Lord. We all don't hear God the same way, but we all hear from God the same way through the influence and through the conductor of the Holy Spirit. We all hear from God through the same way, but we all hear from him differently. And I'm gonna have to close again because I went back into preaching mode, because this really has been something that's been on my heart since I was asked that question. But this has been another episode of the We Identify podcast. This has been your host, Tyler Drury. Remember, you're more than overcomers. You are more than courageous. You're more than conquerors. You are the very righteousness of God by your faith in Christ Jesus. Stay blessed. You already are blessed. And I will see you next week.
You've been listening to We Identify. Visit us online today at weidentify.us.